earn our attention to Tech Tuesday. How's that for alliteration? All right. We're going to be talking, I'm not done, about Tattleware. The kind of software that can keep an eye on your activity, especially the more of us work from home. Many employers are likely or probably inclined, that's the word I'm looking to be able to check, to track things like your keyboard inputs, your mouse movements, take random screenshots of what your work, the work that you're doing, and also compare you to your peers and things like that. It's to keep an eye on the productivity that you're keeping up at home. It's to keep an eye on whether or not working from home for you means Netflix and chill. To keep an eye on their assets. The question, of course, is what are your rights as an employee in this regard? This is quite an invasion on the part of the employer. And to help us understand what these might be, Pheteni Nguna, Director of Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, joins me now. Good morning, Pheteni. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. And yourself?
Feeling a little vulnerable. this kind of trend can very quickly turn into a widely understood practice, which very quickly becomes a requirement when companies club together. And I'd be very curious to know your thoughts of where the employee stands here.
All right. So maybe let me just explain what this Tattleware phenomenon is all about. It started in the US. In fact, around September last year, there were already assumptions that by the end of 2020, 80% of US companies would have adopted it. So managers have used it as an activity or productivity tool. What it essentially does is it monitors how many times you click your mouse, how many times you access your keyboard, and in some extreme instances, they've installed what is called Time Doctor. What the Time Doctor does is you have to keep your webcam on. So it takes screenshots of your desktop every 10 minutes to see if you're actually working. And in certain instances, it's been installed on employees' phones to monitor where they are. So, you know, employees could easily say, I'm at home doing my job, but they're running errands. They're at the mall, they're doing whatever they want. And all of that is time which should be dedicated to the employer's business. So now within South Africa, there hasn't been any evidence of it being used as yet. But we all know if the U.S. sneezes, the rest of the world catches a cold.
Right.
So it's always great to anticipate or to keep watch of the trends so that employers can be proactive. And, of course, we have a couple of legislation in South Africa that protects both employers and employees. Now, on to the question of what an employee's rights would be in this instance. We all have the right to privacy, as it's stated in the Constitution. But then again, every right is not without limit, as we all know. We know that the POPI Act has now given full expression to that constitutional right to privacy, and it speaks about the processing, the capturing, as well as the storage of personal information. And in this instance, an employer, I would imagine, would have to show what Section 11 of the Act refers to as a legitimate interest. But then now, is the legitimate interest in the performance of work or in the processing of personal data? I mean, we're talking about employees who work from home. There's a lot of personal data that can easily be exposed. So within that framework, I would imagine that if the software does get adopted by companies in South Africa, there has to be parameters within which it can function. Because what if somebody takes a screenshot of my desktop and my daughter is in the background, for example? What if I'm busy on my internet banking and the webcam just captures that? What about my personal data? So all of those considerations would have to be greatly looked into to find some balance. We also have the RICA Act, which regulates the interception of communication. And of course, employers have relied on Section 6 of that Act to intercept indirect communication, which does take place in the course of of business activity. So again, that is one of the provisions that employers can rely on. But then again, there has to be limits because you can't just invade somebody's privacy.
Sure. And yeah. When you speak about legitimate interest, I mean, is that also to say it can't just be a blanket application? It's got to be, yeah. Hello, Rifilwe, we're concerned about your productivity. You know, for the next month or so, we're just going to put the tattleware just to assist.
I would imagine that it has to kind of, there has to be a justification.
Right.
If the concern is productivity or performance, then yes. But then again, we have protection against discrimination in South Africa. Mm. So you can't apply to one employee Whee! And not another. If you do apply
too
to
much
one
freedom,
employee,
you see now.
Not necessarily. You know, these pieces of legislation were enacted for a good purpose, I
right.
would say. Because it seeks to eliminate inequality. Imagine knowing that you're the only one who's monitored
and
in
maybe
the workplace.
Being targeted by somebody who does use
yes.
it for the wrong reasons.
Precisely.
Sure.
So it seeks to protect employees against harassment, against discrimination. And I guess some managers can actually have ill intentions and use it to bully
True.
Or harass employees.
True. Sure.
Yeah.
Pateni, fantastic perspectives. Thank you so much. A welcomed insight, and thank you for your assistance on Freedom Day.
It's a pleasure.
Pateni Nkuna, Director of Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.